This week's parasha talks about the stones that were worn on the Kohen Gadol's clothing. There are two sets of stones. There is the stones of the Avnei HaChoshen, the 12 stones or 15 stones that were on the breastplate. And there's also the Avnei HaEfod. There's also the two stones that were worn on the shoulder straps of the Kohen Gadol. And those two stones, the Torah says, how the names of the Shevatim were engraved on those stones, six of them on one stone, six on the other stone. That's what it says in the Torah. Now, the Gemara in Sota explains that the way the stones were engraved was using a very special technology. They had a worm called a shamir, and this worm, the shamir, would basically carve out the names on the stones. Apparently, you couldn't chisel the stone yourself by hand because the milu otan, the stones had to be complete. So instead, in order to engrave the names on the stones, and not take anything away from the stone, they'd put this worm on it, and the worm would effectively write the names without taking any of the stone away. That's what the Gemara in Sota says. This led to an interesting conversation. In Mitzvi Pesach Frank's house, they always had many Talmidei Chachamim who would come and they'd ask questions. So one of the questions that someone asked Mitzvi Pesach Frank says, one second, the Torah says, Tifatach Eshtei Avanim, that you should do it. And if they use the shamir, if they use this worm, so as a matter of halacha, that would be what we call a grumma. That would be indirect causation rather than you directly doing it. The Gemara says, if I put my animal on top of the wheat in your field, and then my animal ends up destroying the stuff, I'm not directly responsible. That's called grumma. That's indirect damage. So here also, I put the worm on the stones, and then the worm carves it out. That should be indirect writing. And if it's indirect writing, how can the Torah say tifatach? How can the Torah say that you should do the writing? That's the question that someone asked from Tzvi Pesach Frank's house. So Tzvi Pesach Frank says, you know what, maybe the halacha is that grumma, indirect action, is only considered that I did not do something for purposes of violating a negative prohibition. Right? When the Torah says, don't do work on Shabbos, so asiya is forbidden, but grumma is permitted, the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Chaf in Shabbos. Right? I can't do it directly. Indirect action is not a Torah prohibition, it's only a rabbinic prohibition. But that's when it comes to negative prohibitions. Perhaps when it comes to positive mitzvos, so perhaps even indirect causation is considered a fulfillment of a positive mitzvah. Based on this, Rabbi Pesach Frank wanted to argue that maybe you can light Shabbos candles with the use of electricity. There was a whole discussion years ago that maybe electricity doesn't count as my action halachically, because effectively it's a grumma. You see, I have the electrons that are flowing through the wires, and then they are blocked. There's something that stops them. When I turn on the switch, what I'm doing is I'm allowing the electron flow to continue going throughout. And therefore, just like if I would shoot an arrow, and you have a shield, and I remove the shield, that's not my direct action. That's a grumma, that's indirect. Also, some contended that when it comes to electricity, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos candles or the like because it's considered indirect action. So Tzvi Pesach Frank said, one second, no, even if it's indirect action, still, maybe for purposes of mitzvos, you can fulfill a mitzvah with indirect action based on this proof that he had from the pasuk, because the shamir is tifatach, right? With the worm, it's writing. It's doing the mitzvah of writing on the stones. So you see, for positive mitzvos, maybe indirect actions are also considered. It happens as a matter of halacha, this entire discussion is not correct, no? Reb Chaim Moser writes in his tshuvas that there are some who argue that when you flip a switch for electricity, that's considered an indirect action, because you're removing the shield, as it were, just like when you shoot an arrow. Reb Chaim Moser says, one second, there are two different Gemaras. One Gemara says, if I shoot an arrow and you remove the shield, that's called an indirect action. There's another Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks about Bitka Demaya. Let's say I have a dam, and there's water against the dam, and someone comes and ties a person up on the other side of the dam, and then you go and you remove the dam and the gush of water comes and kills that person, the Gemara says, Yechayiv Misa for that. That's considered a direct action. What's the difference between the case of removing the shield and the case of removing the dam? So the Yad Ramah comments in Sanhedrin that the difference is that by the water, it happens like instantly. You remove the dam and the water comes in a second and gets this guy. As opposed to the shield, apparently, I don't know how slow this arrow is going, but apparently when you remove the shield, there's some time delay, a teeny bit of delay. Therefore, Reb Chaim Moser contends that even the regular electric light is considered a direct action on Shabbos, and as such, we assume it's a real prohibition to flip a switch and turn on the light on Shabbos. Obviously, you would also, with an incandescent bulb at least, fulfill the mitzvah of Neiros Shabbos by flipping that switch. Obviously, topics like this you can't do well in 5 minutes, but I thank you for listening nonetheless. Yeah, I'll be